Folk singer Richie Havens has been making music for 4 decades, yet he's still best known for his marathon performance at Woodstock. Scheduled to play for 20 minutes, Havens cranked out songs for 3 hours because the festival's following act, Santana, was nowhere to be found. When Havens finally ran out of material, he improvised a tune. The word freedom fell out of his mouth. The song became the mantra for the festival and an anthem for a generation. Haven says barely a day goes by when he's not asked to reflect on Woodstock, and he's become one of the festival's unofficial historians.
The field holds our vibes, our hopes, our projections. It holds everything. It's sacred ground to us as a generation.
I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road.
More than 30 years later, Haven still carries the banner of love and peace around on stage and in the studio. One critic has said that he has a hippie priest-like presence. The man certainly looks the part. Haven sports a generous beard, long colorful beads, and one turquoise ring for each finger. Havens doesn't mind being associated with 1960s counterculture. To him, the decade is alive and well in the 21st century.
I mean, I meet so many guys who are in huge business or, you know, very corporate situations, yet when they see me, they run up and say, "Richie, I remember you from college. My hair was down to here and all." And that's us. That's who we are and who we became. You know, I mean, we live our conscience and our consciousness of that time still to this day.
Haven's name may be synonymous with the Woodstock generation, but he came of age earlier, singing doo-wop with his friends on the streets of Brooklyn. He migrated to Greenwich Village to soak up the poetry of the beatniks.
Red was the flower.
Later, as the folk era got underway, he fell under the spell of its music.
Freddie Neal, Dino Valenti, Tom Paxton was around, Pete Seeger was around, all of these people, actually Woody was around. And what I was hearing was changing me personally. What I was hearing were lyrics that changed my point of view or confirmed my point of view. So I didn't see myself on stage at all, but the songs that I heard made me do it.
The songs made Haven seek out a guitar, and he learned to play sitting it flat on his lap like a dulcimer. His open tunings, unconventional fretting style, and rhythmic strumming have helped earn Haven's a reputation as a savvy interpreter of other writers' material. In his hands, works by the Beatles, Bob Dylan, and others sound hypnotic.
This old world may never change the way it's been. And all the ways of war can't change.
A lot of us are actually still singing about the things that we need to keep an eye on, the things that we need to embrace and not embrace. And it seems that most of the songs that I go back and listen to from that time have turned out to be very prophetic, that now is the time they seem to be talking about. And that's very interesting.
Richie Havens, at 64, he's an enduring symbol of flower power.
I'm not the one to tell this world how to get along.
A performance of Fred Neil's The Dolphins from Richie Havens.
cannot slip. Just move on up, for peace you can find. Into the steeple of beautiful people, where there's only one kind. So hush now, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Move on up and keep on wishing. Remember your dream is your only skin, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, rumors people say, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
Curtis Mayfield doing Move On Up, and the first of our Black History Month series with artists talking about their lives and their careers in their own words, Richie Havens,